It's Machine Gun Kelly, my ex's best friend. It's Brian and Tricia, and we are Quixie 98.3. A bittersweet moment this morning, 2 years into our friendship and partnership with Colonel C.J. King from Fort Knox, and we do these Fort Knox updates every week. This is our last one with you.
This is it. It went fast.
Yeah, and then sadly, for about a year of that, they were over the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember, there was a pandemic.
There was a pandemic, yeah. Yeah. We were still kind of navigating that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So that made things awkward for a while, but we have gotten back into the studio. But the official change of command takes place next Wednesday.
That's correct.
But because we're Quixie, we get the official change of command 6 days early.
Special like that. I like it a lot. Yeah.
So introduce us to your counterpart, who is your replacement.
Yeah. So I'm pleased to introduce Colonel Lance O'Brien, and I'll let him take over here.
Hey, guys. I just want to say thanks for letting me come on your show, and I look forward to many more appearances. I'm coming from Germany and so glad to be back in the United States, and really so glad to be back in the Fort Knox area in Elizabethtown. We were here in 2015 and very grateful that we got a chance to come back here and very excited about that.
All right, so we do this thing, the Fort Knox update, where we actually talk about what's going on post, and we're going to trial by fire kind of put you through it right now, Tricia.
So the Fort Knox Water Park is back open. You want to talk about that?
It is, and it's getting hot out there, and there's no better place to cool off and enjoy some family fun than at our Fort Knox Water Park, located at 5539 Chaffee Avenue on Post. Facility is open to general public. However, please keep in mind, as we discussed already with the pandemic, COVID-19 restrictions are still in place. Capacity is topped at 390 people at a time, and it's first come, first served. Our hours of operation are Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5. The cost is $6 per person for military and $8 per person for the general public. And it's never been easier to get on post and enjoy all the recreational opportunities we have at Fort Knox. Just stop by the visitor center, present a valid state driver's license or ID. As long as you can pass a simple background check, you'll receive a year-long pass in about 15 minutes or less. And then for any more information on the water park, please visit our FMWR website.
All right. And then in need of a hero, the legend of General George S. Patton, you guys have a luncheon that's coming up.
We do. Fort Knox's Saber and Quill Club and the Patton Museum will be hosting a luncheon honoring the legacy of General Patton on Monday, July 7th at 11:30 a.m. It's titled In Need of a Hero, The Legend of General George S. Patton, and the event will feature a lecture from Museum Director Dr. Nathan Jones, one of the world's foremost experts on Patton, exploring the creation of a legend. Participants will have a chance to discover how heroes and icons of the past shape our present and future. Dr. Jones will also discuss how heroes become legends and how legends impact culture within the Army, ROTC cadet training, and society at large. Attendees will also learn how the legacy of General Patton continues to inspire generations of leaders through the power of collective memory. Tickets for that event are $16.95 per person, and that price includes lunch. Tickets will go on sale, will be on sale until noon on June 30th. And then for any other information on how to purchase tickets, please visit generalpatton.org. Please visit the website, generalpatton.org, and click the Patton Week button at the top of the page.
All right. Great job. For your very first time.
So. Excellent.
Yes, very good. All, very good. Yep. All right, now, Colonel King, next week is your change of command.
It is.
And your farewell. Okay, I'm not going to look at you because yeah. I'm afraid I might get emotional here because this has been an amazing time with you here and getting to know you and getting to have a better understanding of Fort Knox and how Fort Knox is open to the public and all that you guys contribute to the community. And so, really, genuinely, we are going to miss you, and we appreciate what you have done here.
So I certainly appreciate that. And, General Evans was in here 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we talked about the importance of the relationship and the opportunity you give us to bridge with the community in a way that we really wouldn't be able to if not for this weekly opportunity to come down and engage your audience. So thank you so much for that. On a personal note, though, very much like you, I find myself somewhat emotional about, the relationship. I feel close to you guys. You two have become friends to me, and I appreciate everything you've done for us at Fort Knox as well as me personally. So it is with a heavy heart that we leave Fort Knox, we leave Kentucky. Like Lance, this is our second time here. We came back here for a reason, but it's the community. It's the, there's something special here about Hardin County, about the region. So again, happy to have been here. It was a quick 2 years. It went like that, but thanks again.
And your change of command, can you tell us when that ceremony is?
Yeah, so it's Wednesday, 30 June. It'll be 10:00 out, 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. At Weber Theater, and hope folks will come out for that. We're also pushing it on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. There's a live link there, but folks can dial in there as well.
All right. Colonel King, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And nice to meet you, Colonel O'Brien.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We are Quixie 98.3.